The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
And we are joined by Mia, the mixologist. Welcome to The Drive with Rob and Roz, Mia.
Oh, hey guys, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in this afternoon. Nothing like cocktail on a Friday.
Yes, Mia, verduidelik vir die mense. Wat is 'n mixologist? Is jy nie net 'n barwoman nie?
I mean, ek het begin as 'n bar dame, basically. Like, I was going springbokkies when I was 18. Ons almal begin maar daar. But a mixologist is a little bit more specialized. So I understand almost everything there is to mixing drinks. I can take most flavors and almost any flavor. I mean, to give you an example, at the Good Love Show this weekend, I will be making cocktails using frozen corn that I've turned into a puree. Right, so I'm taking weird flavors like that. I'm going to pair it, and it's going to be absolutely delicious. You go, it should pop through.
Sorry, my brain is just imagining a corn cocktail in my mouth, and I don't know how I feel about it.
Well, you like eating it, right?
Yes.
So why not drink it?
Fair point.
Yeah, but that's the thing, right, with mixology, is that it's almost like, like an alchemy.
Yes.
Almost. So you've got to find the things that work together, and sometimes it's unexpected.
Yes, so it's about balance. It's about sweet and sour balance. You take those two and you find a bliss point. You can obviously add a bit of alcohol. That gives you a little bit of strength, but too much of it and it knocks you off your feet, and too little of it and you'll always send the drink back and go, I can't taste this. And I'm not talking about the oak that's had 7 shots of tequila and is sending his drink back and goes, I can't taste the alcohol in my mug.
Yeah, you can't taste anything,
like, that's
dude.
Not the guy I'm talking
because
about.
You're right. There is a point where you know you're sipping on a really nice cocktail.
Mm.
The flavors are right. The balance is just right. It's not overpowering. It's not a Long Island like you had when you were 21 at varsity.
Oof,
you know? It's not 17 colors and 9 liters in size.
Yeah.
It doesn't come in a jar.
Or it doesn't catch fire. It's not anything flaming.
Actually, I would like to rescind my jar comment. Maybe it can come in a jar.
Okay. Can it be on fire?
No.
Well,
preferably not.
Actually, the father of bartending was called Professor Jerry Thomas, and he was made famous by doing something called a blue blazer, where you essentially take whiskey, you light it on fire, and you pour it from cup to cup, creating a bit of a flare, a bit of a fire show. Now, majority of the alcohol is actually burnt out, and then you end up with like a caramelized whiskey flavor.
Ooh.
In that scenario, fire is okay. When it's a flaming Lamborghini, it's not.
That the might have been the one we were talking about.
We've blocked those out of our memories.
Or maybe that blocked the memory for us. Who knows?
Mia is here. We're going to talk mocktails as well this afternoon, because cocktails don't have to have booze in them. And she's going to whip up something for us as a Jacaranda Drive signature beverage.
Yes. And it needs a name.
It does. So we're going to lean on you for that this afternoon as well. We're not done chatting, though. I've got lots and lots of questions.
Ooh, me too.
About the world of cocktails. Also, I had a cocktail once. It was one of the most terrifyingly horrendous things I've ever tasted. We can talk about it, and I'll tell you exactly. As soon as I tell you what was in it,
you will know why.
You will know why it went horribly wrong. But Mia's here, and I'm really excited. We're going to do the live stream of this as well. We've got a table in the studio. Jy het al jou goed saamgebring.
Ja, alles is hierso in 'n klein boksie.
Ons is reg. We're going to mix some drinks next. We're hanging out with Mia, the mixologist, this afternoon. Mia Loubser. She's at all of the big food shows and things. You also, soos ek verstaan, you help out in restaurants and people want to build a menu. You're opening a new place. Kom ek na jou toe en ek sê ek soek 'n cocktail menu.
Net so. So jy kan dit elke 3 maande doen en dan kom ek in en ek kyk na jou vibe basis. As jy 'n Italiaanse restaurant, as jy 'n visrestaurant, doen jy burgers, doen jy ribs. Ek kyk daarna en dan gaan ek kyk, okay, cool, wat is die staff level in jou establishment? Soos kan hierdie ouens skit of kan hulle net gooi?
Kan hulle skit?
Fair question.
Dis 'n baie goeie vraag.
Do you feel like you can read people based on the kind of drinks they like?
Ja, gaan ons probeer.
Ek wou net gesê, jy het gesê, you know, you'll come and feel your vibe of the establishment. I was like, well, what about Roz's vibe?
My vibe? Are we going to try and guess what Mia thinks my drink is going to be? Or must I tell Mia?
No, I just want to know from Mia what she thinks your drink would be.
Okay, what would my drink be?
If she walked up to you at the bar,
yes,
and said, make me something,
yes,
what would you make for Rozzy?
Hoe laat is dit?
10:00.
10:00 die aand of in die oggend?
10:00. Hoe ken jy dan van my? 10:00 in die aand, we've just finished dinner.
Okay, cool. En hou jy van het soet of sier?
Bikkie sier,
go. Okay, sweet, wit spirit, brein spirit.
Wit.
Wit spirit. Hou jy van gin?
Nee.
Is jy vodka, girl?
Ja, hey!
She's reading you well here.
She's profiling me here. Mia, do you feel like people still kind of have the art of the traditional cocktail, like your margarita, your mojito, that thing that you will see on every menu? Of is it now meestal alles wat net is en blink en fantastisch, instead of like back to kind of the roots of the cocktail making thing?
Yeah, really basics of your menu. There's a mojito sold every 30 seconds in the world. You have to be able to make a good mojito.
Wow.
My share of that statistic is too low. I would like to be on holiday more often and contribute to that number.
Yes, absolutely.
What are you making for us this afternoon?
Okay, cool. So TBN, to be named. Yeah. So we're going to insert the name later on. I've taken a little bit of elderflower syrup, which I'm going to pair with apple juice. Those two just go really well together.
I went
with a nice 100% cloudy apple juice. So obviously coming from the plant, from the Good Life Show, everything's organic. I actually grabbed all of these ingredients from the stands there, guys.
Nice.
It's such a vibe there now. So I just ran to all the different stands. I was like, oh, it's cool.
So
that I'm going to pair with some lemon juice, because you have to balance out sweet and sour.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then I'm adding a little bit of a herby in there. So that's going to be some fresh basil that I'm going to palm to release those essential oils.
Love some fresh basil.
Sweet. Okay, that I'm going to shake with love. Okay, you have to shake with love as a bartender.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
Strain that over ice. I'm going to add a little bit of purple shimmer to that, just to for all the stars that you guys are representing.
Just
to bring it home
for
you. And then I'm going to garnish it with a molecular edible air. Different flower. This one is hibiscus.
Oh, I love
it. Not me trying to
taste the air.
But this air is edible here in the studio. Edible air.
And so that's the mocktail, which we will make so that everyone can taste it. If you were going to put something in it, what would you put in it?
That pairs beautifully with gin, but you can also add vodka to it. And just to circle back, have you ever had a kamikaze?
I have not. Okay. Do you think that would change my mind about gin?
No. That's a vodka. That's a vodka drink.
So is that Roz's beverage?
Yeah. So if you came to the bar and you were like, cool, I actually like vodka, I mean, I wouldn't make you a classic vodka cranberry, because you are far better than that. I'm just going to put that out there.
Not basic. So, Mia, you actually, the way that you speak and the way that you engage with the flavors that you work with, you're basically a cocktail chef.
Yeah.
Like, this feels to me very Master Chef-y.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I
love
vibe.
It. I absolutely love it. And your passion comes through so hard.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to live stream on our TikTok, Mia making this to-be-named cocktail. We'll put the pictures up as well on socials. And then we need you to do the job, please, of giving it a suitable name. And we'll go and put it and the recipe up. We'll name it after you, Somer. So we'll get into that next.
Music van Miles Smith off The Drive with Rob and Roz. Die lekkie se naam is Stargazing. Dit is Mia, the mixologist, in die agtergrond, wat die laaste paar skitte gegee het vir die mocktail wat sy vir ons vanmiddag gemaak het. Mia, how's it looking? Are you happy with it? Are you happy with the flavors, the balance, the everything?
Ek is baie gelukkig. Ek dink julle gaan julle drankies geniet.
I'm very excited to try this. I did mention I had a terrible drink at one place.
Yes.
We were in the UK, and on the menu it was listed as a fried chicken cocktail.
Oh,
and it came with a piece of fried chicken skin.
Stop.
And it was every inch as bad as you could possibly imagine. It was one of the worst things I've ever tasted.
You do deserve it, though. I mean, what were you thinking?
Well, it's one of those things. You see it and you're like, never. Let me try. Maybe they've made magic. They didn't make magic. So this looks a lot better.
Yeah. So you know Mia was talking about the edible air, right? So that's the like kind of foam stuff on the top. Joe enjoyed his so much that he's got an edible air moustache.
He does. I'm going to lick my edible air, excuse me.
I'm going to eat my basil.
Okay, this edible air is delicious.
Yes.
It's like...
You're doing it the right way.
Okay, so you're supposed to eat the basil and like just consume everything all
this,
at once.
This tastes like, imagine if you made candy floss out of foam.
Yeah.
That is what that tastes like.
And now I'm going to have a sip.
Mia.
Okay, that's good.
Mia.
Oh my word, and the sparkles.
Mia.
Yes.
This is absolutely incredible.
Oh, hey, dude.
This is so good.
Thank you.
Oh,
this is so good.
Where are you this weekend?
So I'm going to be at the Good Love Show at the Kyalami ICC. I mean, I actually just came from there. I'm going to rush back after this for another masterclass. People can actually pop through, and I will teach you guys how to do this. It's a 1-hour masterclass. There's also a whole bunch of other things to do. There's Made to Move. We're going to be announcing the best chef in Joburg. So they've put together everything that you would need. It's plant-based, it's free from, it's vegan, it's organic, it's looking after your mind, your body, and your soul. And at the show, I can add booze.
Hey, incredible. Listen, this is one of the most delicious things I've ever drank.
So
thank
nice.
You oh, wait, for coming to make this. We're going to put the recipe, we're going to put the video up, the live stream is there. We need you to name the cocktail, please. Either on the WhatsApp line, 0848500942, or leave a comment on the social media post. Yeah. We'll pick someone, we'll name it on Monday, we'll call you back, we'll let you know if it's yours. Wat lach jy?
Nee, die name wat mense gee, daar som van hierdie wat ons nie.
I've seen a couple of them as well. Please keep the names responsible in PG. Mia the Mixologist, donkey dudes.
Cheers, jylle. Bye.